Massachusetts faces a soaring need of people to care for its elderly population who wish to live out their lives at home. But as we heard last hour in our Bostonomics series called The Future of Work, salaries for home health care aides are low and turnover is high. So, could professionalization of the industry help? To look at that question, we turn to Lisa Gergoni, Executive Director of the Home Care Aid Council, a nonprofit industry association in Massachusetts. Gergoni believes the public and the healthcare industry are beginning to see the need.
Today, people are focusing more and more on how home care workers can play an essential role in the healthcare team. They are the eyes and the ears of the healthcare system at home. So they see things that are essential to the care provided and can really help educate the doctors and the nurses and the clinical team as to what the consumer is really doing when they're home. They are a lower cost healthcare member. So we're seeing
meaning it's
more
less costly for home health care, obviously, than it is to have health care provided in a hospital setting.
Yeah, and also to send a nurse. So if you were to have to send a nurse out to visit people, that's a lot more expensive than selling a trained and supervised home care worker.
Health care workers are trained, but your job entails training them further to help professionalize them. Explain that.
Yeah, so home care workers need to have initial training, but what we've been doing is getting grants from different foundations to enhance that training. So we have training now on working with consumers with mental health issues, Alzheimer's disease. Years ago, they would have been in a nursing home, and now they're home. So we're really trying to train those people to provide the care that would have been provided previous years in a nursing home or a hospital setting.
Do home health aides need to move toward licensing or certification?
In Massachusetts today, there is no licensing requirement for home health aides. There is training requirements for both any worker who's doing work for consumers that are paid by federal or state dollars. However, there is no licensing requirements or training requirements for workers who are serving private pay consumers. And that's something that the legislature, there is about three bills right now being considered at the State House to set up licensure for private pay companies in Massachusetts. But currently, home health aides that provide care to private consumers are not licensed.
If you're an electrician, or if you're a plumber, if you're an auctioneer, you need to be licensed in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. Yeah. I assume what you're saying is it only makes sense to make sure that people who take care of other people are also licensed.
Yes, and it will help professionalize the workforce. You know, one of the things we do see is that other people of the healthcare team, doctors, nurses, sometimes because home care workers are not licensed, they don't get the level of respect that we think they deserve, and we do think that licensure will help with that.
Considering the low salary, you think there'll be more efforts for unionization of home healthcare workers?
I do think there's been efforts for unionization of home health workers. Part of the challenge, though, for the union or for anyone is that the rates paid to the providers by the state and federal government are pretty limited. Even if the workers are unionized, there's just not a lot of wiggle room in those rates to increase the wages to the workers. So that's a big challenge, regardless of whether or not they're unionized.
Technology in this profession, there are startups using mobile apps who are working to pair caregivers with people who need caregivers. Do you think that'll increase and be more helpful in the long run?
I think that can be helpful. I think it's very helpful for the private pay market. You know, one of the challenges we see with that is that our model and what we've really focused on is a trained home care workforce that's supervised and managed by a nurse or professionals. And those applications are really just matching services, in my opinion. They're matching a worker with a consumer and their family. We really feel strongly that an agency can provide a more complicated or more complex care team for them.
Lisa Gergoni, Executive Director of the nonprofit Home Care Aid Council, thanks a lot for coming in. Good to meet you.
Thank you for having me.